Any other questions about practice and daily life, meditative practice? Please don't be shy.
So I'm still in the looking at what I do every day and mm-hmm. kind of figuring out when I'm acting a certain way and feeling a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay now where I can notice something and I'll breathe through it, and I could, if given enough time to do that, you know, because it takes mm-hmm. a little bit of time to get over something. Now, what do you suggest in situations where things are coming at you rapid fire, so you really can't have the space that you need to kind of breathe through or work through something? I mean, you know, there's certain situations that you might find yourself in where you don't have the ability to do that.
In these kind of situations, because you don't have to go in, but there would be something like
kids.
What?
Kids.
Yeah, yeah. Kids. Yeah. So again, for those people who believe that a monastic life or a hermit's life is the direct path to transformation, are wrong. Being a parent is a direct path to transformation. Because you are tested.
Totally
tested. And in that testing, if you have an easy meditative life, you live at a meditation center or something, you know, it's kind of easy. You got lots of space and, you know, the whole culture there, it kind of makes you think that you're further ahead than you are. But when you're a parent, let's say, or in some kind of frying pan, you don't have that kind of leisure, right? Your stuff is always being pushed. Or not always, although you can hopefully sleep sometimes. Get some sleep, but so that's wonderful. You know, you don't, when you're in those kinds of, see, to me, those are wonderful situations, and when I think lay practice, if one does it right, it provides great opportunities for transformation, more than the traditional monastic life, because you don't have leisure. It's either sink or swim, right? There's no middle ground, like you're saying. In that moment, you either need to respond appropriately, deal with it appropriately, or all your reactive formations and emotional nonsense and habit energy will just... Right? And again, those of you who are listening, there may be different situations than Claudia's, but we all know those situations. Okay? And the important thing as lay people is to understand clearly that these times and situations, and this is where we have to be very careful, are not obstacles to practice. See, that's where people go. If only I could get rid of my kids, right? Claudia goes, if only I could get rid of my kids, get rid of my husband, and not work full-time, I could have a great practice, right? Yeah. And that is the way we think, right? All these obstacles in the way of my practice. I could have such a pure practice, right? If I was alone, right? But the thing is, Where better place to develop patience, understanding, mindfulness, letting go, than in those moments, you see? So the first thing I would say to you is, can you begin to see that this path, let's say in this case as a mother, is your spiritual path? Okay, you know, it's not an obstacle to... It's not, how can I get through it with the kids and get onto my cushion, right? Right. Now, again, it's not saying that it's not good to have breaks. But, you know, to watch the mind kind of create that bifurcation, that separation. Right? And instead to clearly see this, you know, these are the people that I am to practice with. My children have been given me to provide me the opportunity to really teach me how to love, how to let go, right? How to be open. Can you see? And so therefore, I'm saying that because we don't realize that in many ways it's our, the way we even enter situations is already precluding various types of responses. Right? So as a lay person, you want to see all your life, but especially this part of your life, this is your place to practice, and these people are here to teach me, to help me learn, right, how to be, again, more understanding, more compassionate, more laid back, you know, more, okay? So I would say 50% or 60, 70% of how you do is already there by how you're dealing with the situation. Because our traditional way is, when we reach that point, is we resist, right? I don't want to be here. I don't want to have to deal with this. If I have to deal with this one more time, if I have to, right? Can you see? And that is dangerous, because already we're setting up this separation, right? We are resisting. And this practice, you know, you probably heard words like non-duality. It's a big word people like to throw about. But non-duality means no separation. Whenever there is resistance, there is now somebody resisting something. That's the world of duality. It's the world of separation. It's a world, I'm over here and you're over there, right? This is me, this is you, right? And I don't want anything to do with your stuff, right? That's the world of separation. The world of oneness, the world of non-separation, does not see it that way, right? Actually, what happens is this over here disappears. When this is disappeared, then 100% one is what is happening. There's nobody over here not wanting to be there, calculating, having all, you see, all that, you know, I can't take this anymore. You know, but that's all just mental filter. You want to be 100% present to the children, because that's your job, right? I mean, unless you're going to turn it over to somebody else, you see what I'm saying? Or, you know, maybe you can get your husband to spell, or your in-laws, you know what I mean? But when you're there, that's your job, 100%, to be present to the situation, be present to the children in a very open way. No Claudia, which is hard. This is something that takes time to develop. But to really see, where is my suffering come from? And I think when we look deeply, we'll see the suffering is really not coming from the child. The child's just doing their thing, right? The suffering is coming from the Claudia, who doesn't want the child to be doing whatever they're doing. You see? Because in that moment, the child is not performing the way we'd like them perform, right? And we're not happy, are we? We're even worse than unhappy. We get angry, we get bitter, right? And if we're not careful, and we don't realize that whole story is going on where? Inside me. And that's what's getting me ramped up. It's not saying that dealing with children, since I've had a couple of my own, isn't at times, doesn't push you, right? Doesn't push your impatience, doesn't push all these kinds of things. But if one's aware that then what's creating it is me, is myself. And one, therefore, if one can let go of one's agenda and deal with a situation, let's say you have to get out, right? And the kids are just doing their thing. Right, you have your time scale. You know, we got to be at a place a certain time, and right, and they are what? God knows. That's a good point, because a lot of young children, God knows where they are, right? But they're definitely not in the world of got to get there on time, right? I mean, that's one thing you know. They do not share that, right? Okay. So that gives you a good start. So you realize we're beginning, I am dealing with somebody who has a totally different outlook on life than I have. And their values are very different, because your values are all about getting there on time, right? And they do not share getting there on time is not a priority value for them, is it? So you understand that, you know, in a creative way, firm way, you know, but the thing is, how can I get these basically, God knows where they really are. But you know they're not into the world of time and you know, and all that. How can I kind of bring them along? You know, that's your job. How can I kind of slowly socialize them, carrot and stick, trial and error, you know, and just, you know, the problem with parenting is we take it personally. Right? We take it personally. As opposed to just a lot of it is really just a job. You know what I mean? You know, you're a caretaker, you're a teacher, you're a nanny, you're, you know what I'm saying? A lot of it's a job. It's just kind of functional, isn't it? And so we know with a lot of our functional responsibilities, a lot of our work responsibilities, we should have a functional mind and not have a personal mind that takes things personally. Because when we take things personally, then there is what? Drama. And when there's drama, there is emotionality. And when there's emotionality, there's reactivity. And before you know it, it just becomes a big melodrama. Right? Melodrama is like a big drama. Right? So if we're not careful, we just go from the functional to the little bit of drama, a little bit to, all of a sudden, it's a melodrama. Right? And if we're not careful, it can become a tragedy. So we want to... Yeah. You know, in the early stages of practice, but I think it's a mistake, we see our meditation as an alternative reality to our everyday life. But again, and, you know, we talk about this in the whole idea of engaged Buddhism. Our Buddhism needs to be engaged in our daily life. Our mindfulness needs to be engaged in our daily life. And to really see our primary place of practice of mindfulness, of letting go, of compassion, understanding, patience, etc., is all in my daily life. That's where I got to practice. And I got to learn... right in the midst of it, to take that breath. Or just to come back, to remind myself. Just, you know, I mean, again, we don't have to make it too difficult, but just to say, you know, because our minds are dangerous. They very easily spin into delusion. Which means, a delusion means it tells us something that's fundamentally not true. The truth of those situations with your children is simply what? That they're children. And they're just acting like children. And they really can't help themselves. See, because we say to ourselves, what? He could not be doing this, right? But the truth is what? He's doing it. Right? We say things like, he should know better. But he doesn't know better. Because there he is. Not knowing better. He's just doing it. But can you see, when we're over here in the world of separation with our own agenda going, you know, he knows better, he's doing this on purpose, he knows I'm in a hurry, and you know what I'm saying? We are just ramping up the drama. Rather than, you know, mindfulness means the capacity to be present. And we want to be present to things as they are, not how we think they are. So when you are present to your sons, right, as they are, you'll see them as they are. And you'll deal with them as they are. And you'll work with them in terms of trying to move them in the direction you'd like them to go, because part of your job is socializing them. Right, you're taking this fairly unsocialized, uncivil little bundle of awareness and energy, right? And you're trying to prepare them, you know, so when they're 15 and 20 and 30, they still don't need you to, you know, be And don't worry, it'll all work out. Right? And it's also time limited. I mean, they do grow up. I can speak from experience, they do grow up.